3, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and innocent of your sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost and chant the intro.
Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live.
Righteous are you.
To God on high. O Lord, keep your church in perpetual mercy, and because without you we cannot but fall, preserve us from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is from Amos, chapter 8. Hear this, you who trample on the needy, and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small, and the shekel great, and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the chaff of the wheat? The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 113, chanted responsibly, whole verse by whole verse.
Praise the Lord, praise all servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness, with self-control. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Hallelujah and verse.
Servant can serve two masters. He will hate the one or love the other.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. The sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling. One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. One who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only God.
Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Sing the hymn of the day, 557. The choir will sing verse 1. The congregation will sing verses 2 and 4. You may be seated.
Your work, you're paid for that, and then you have that money to use to serve others. Money is a good gift from God. But money is a heartless God. The money God is great when there's a lot of it, and you got the world by a string, and you have plenty of money, life is great. But when you're broke, the money God is heartless. That's your problem. Live with it. Money is a heartless God. But who is the true God? This child was baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And that's the true God. The Father created every one of us in the room, gave the attributes of your appearance and your abilities and talents. The Son has redeemed you by being crucified in your place, as pictured on the crucifix, so that He can redeem you. And the Holy Spirit that came on you in your baptism makes you a child of God. The true God is a wondrous and gracious God. So Jesus is indicating, God knows our hearts. We cannot hide from God. How we conduct our lives as Christians in the sight of God is serving God, not money. So in order for us to see what it means to serve God and not money, we'll consider three words from the gospel: shrewdness, faithfulness, and service. First, what does it mean to serve the Lord God with shrewdness? So this is an unusual parable of the shrewd manager. You just heard it. The rich man had much wealth, many possessions. He had many debtors who owed him lots of money. But his manager was wasting his possessions. And so he's called to account, and the rich man says, "You can no longer handle my accounts. You're wasting it all." The shrewd manager now goes to all the debtors and has them all reduce their debts one by one. And what happened was he appeared generous to all the debtors. And the reason why the rich man praises his shrewdness, the debtors just assumed, well, the rich man and the manager has reduced our debts. We like this. They're very generous. To them, the rich man and the manager had given an act of generosity to them. Now, the rich man, of course, is not going to sanction dishonesty, but he praises the man for his shrewdness for doing it. Because now both the rich man and the manager look generous to all the people. Jesus uses this example of shrewdness in the way that we live our lives. Of course, God doesn't sanction dishonesty. In many of the parables of Jesus, the main point of the parables which you focus on, the main point of this is shrewdness, being smart in how we take the treasuries of God and manage them for the world. So we are called by Jesus sons of light. We are sons of light who manage the treasures Christ gives us. Forgiveness, life, and salvation, the treasury of eternal life that comes through the means of grace, through preaching, teaching, baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion. We should be shrewd, wise, and smart how we bring the generosity of God so that many people, Jesus said, can be welcomed into eternal dwellings, which is heaven. St. Paul said, we bring prayers, supplications, intercessions, and thanksgiving for kings, for all who are in authority, for everyone in their need, so that we as Christians live peaceful, quiet, godly, and dignified lives. God wants us to be shrewd as we manage the treasuries of God, shrewd in bringing the eternal treasure to people so they can dwell in eternal dwelling. That's what shrewdness means in serving God. Second word is faithfulness. we serve God with faithfulness. Jesus refers to an employer and employee. The employer says, if you've been faithful in a little, you'll be faithful in much. If you're dishonest in little, you'll be dishonest in much. Many of you have hired people, and you know, if a person knows how to sweep the floor carefully, they're probably going to be of a greater position in your company later on. But if they won't even sweep the floor, you're probably not going to give them greater responsibilities. Even your children learn to do small things well, so later on they can do great things well. Jesus is saying, be faithful in how you use unrighteous wealth, the true riches of God. It may seem little, but in the kingdom of God, being faithful in little means being faithful in much. Little children learn the Bible stories when they're in Sunday school, and later on they might be speaking to someone at work about those same stories. We're faithful in our vocations and callings because the Lord's property is the treasury of the gospel and grace. Faithfulness in our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that it is well-pleasing to pray for others to lead a dignified life in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Be faithful in proclaiming Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. All parts of your life, be faithful in little, be faithful in much. We serve God through shrewdness. We serve the Lord through faithfulness. And thirdly, we serve the Lord with simple, humble servants. Jesus continues, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate and despise one, or love and be devoted to other. You cannot serve God and money. Now in the first century, you lived in a house and you had one master. You did what that master told you, not what the next door neighbor told you. That was your master. You couldn't serve both of them. You did your duties for the one master. God is our master here, and money is over here. The cruel Lord money we do not serve. The gracious Lord God we do serve. You can't serve both. Now the Pharisees ridiculed and laughed at Jesus. The Pharisees loved money. It was proof to justify themselves. God knew their hearts. They were filled with self-exaltation. The tendency is for people, especially health, wealth, and prosperity preachers, to think if you have a whole bunch of money, you must be really, really blessed. If you're broke, you must be cursed. This is a false doctrine and heresy. Jesus, who was rich, became poor for our sake, and he was crucified on the cross. We live out the carrying of the cross every day. We're willing to give up everything for Christ. Money is not the proof of God's blessing. Self-sacrifice in Christ is what we are called to. And so, the Pharisees who ridiculed this did not understand that in God's kingdom, humility, service is praiseworthy. Taking the little that we have, whatever that might be, to support the work of the gospel. Our service in Christ Jesus, as Paul explained, is because Christ is the mediator between God and man, and the ransom for all. Christ served us first by being a ransom. The picture of a ransom is a payment made to redeem someone. It's the picture of somebody who's in the marketplace and is on the auction block and being sold as a slave. People would purchase them with silver and gold. We're the slaves in the auction block. Jesus is the one who comes and says, I'm going to purchase that slave with my body and blood, not with gold and silver, and I redeem them through my blood on the cross. I'm going to redeem them, ransom them, and buy them back, set them free to serve. That's what it means. Jesus paid the ransom payment for us with his blood, his suffering, and his cross. And then when Paul says, we have one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus has one hand in heaven, true God along with the Father. He has one hand on earth, true man with us. And he's the go-between, the mediator between. between God and man. He understands our woes and afflictions because he shares our humanity, but he is one with the Father in his deity. Therefore, he can bring all of our needs before God the Father. He's our mediator. He is our redeemer. He is our go-between. He is our ransom. This is what we give testimony to. Christ was the true servant. Christ is the one who humbled himself. Christ was smart and shrewd and faithful for us. And connected to him in his baptism, we live out our daily lives, constant faithfulness and service to him. So my friends, in conclusion, Jesus is the true God and true man. He's your Savior, your mediator, and your ransom. He has saved you from sin, death, and hell, and gives you righteousness, life, and heaven. Therefore, we are shrewd and faithful in our service, serving God, because we desire all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We serve God and not money. In November, when we look at the stewardship focus of our one family and our church, early child care and campus ministry, as we see how we use our time, talent, and treasures in shrewdness, faithfulness, and service, we want to use all of our abilities and our daily vocations as father, mother, son, daughter, employer, employee, in service to God. God grant us shrewdness and faithfulness and service. For we are Christians, and each and every day may we indeed serve God and not money. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.
Stand to sing Offertory on page 192. Fellowship pad at the end of the pew, fill out the sheet, tear it out, and put it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated for the offerings. Thank you.
prayer of the church, we stand to pray.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Kind Father, your Son declared to us that we cannot serve you and also be devoted to money. Free all your baptized children from obsession with the goods of this world, that they may set their hearts in the joys of the kingdom and the inheritance that never fades. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, guide your holy church here and everywhere. Grant all those who serve as pastors, teachers, deaconesses, church workers, missionaries, in our daily vocations. Grant, O Lord, that we be guarded against the assaults of the evil one and encouraged in our daily calling. To that end, bless Trinity Lutheran Church, early childhood, campus ministry, and international ministry, and the work of our congregation. And bless Makia Adler as she serves you as a missionary in Belize. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Maker of heaven and earth, you created men and women for different offices and with different gifts, that they might complement one another and glorify you. Grant that in our homes and congregations, we will live out our daily vocations and callings you've given us. This week, bless Doug and Gwen Bransford, Marcia and Stephen Gillis, Daniel and Roxanne Bogus, David and Tonya Faskel, Roy and Hope Warner, Kurt and Gail Strong, Ron and Diane Fisher, Josh and Haley Hartman as they celebrate their anniversaries, and bless Ron Fisher, Ed Hasbrook, and Pastor Mark Boyce, Doug Gransberg, Lauren Dunaway, and Emma Sepulveda, Kurt Strawn, Sarah Lundmark, Henry Peters, Long John, as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Lord, in your mercy. God, our Savior, uphold our President, our Governor, our Congress, and all you've placed in high positions of authority with wisdom and mercy, that we might lead peaceful and quiet and godly lives, dignified in every way. Save us from the violence and the wickedness we've seen these past two weeks. Be with all those afflicted with injury and disease and death. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you would watch over all those who serve, as we pray for peace in Syria and Israel and Palestine and the Ukraine. Pray for Calvin, Eli, Daniel, Gabe, Mike, and Alex as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be with the sick and those who suffer. Be with them in all their suffering and afflictions, and grant them healing in the comfort of your presence. Be with Jerry Hughes, Sally McNeil, and Sarah Lepke, Johnny Eisenbrown, Pastor Lee Hagen, and Mike Knox, Raymond Sendelbach, Ember Ward, Candy Darmody, and Betty Tinney. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, your mercies are new every morning. We give thanks and praise for your kindness and goodness to us. We desire to worship you joyfully and serve you faithfully and proclaim your word boldly. Through Jesus Christ, through whom we offer these prayers, in whom we trust for all things, to you alone be glory, honor, worship, praise, O Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Page 194, the service of sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God, your Savior.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Depart in peace. Amen.
All right.
service, page 199. We stand to sing.
Countenance upon you and give you peace.